Radio on the Go News.
With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible later on today into the overnight hours. At this time, the main hazards are large hail and damaging winds, but a few tornadoes are also possible. The absentee voting period for the June 7th primary election in Iowa is now underway. Iowans can vote in person at their county auditor's office now through June 6th. Iowans who want to vote in person at their county auditor's office should check available office hours first. Iowans who wish to vote by mail must have a request to their county auditor by Monday, May 23rd at 5 p.m. Mailed absentee ballots must be received by your county auditor by Tuesday, June 7th at 8 p.m. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. that day. For more information, visit voterready.iowa.gov. Again, that's voterready.iowa.gov. The Franklin County Auditor's Office wants to remind the public that political, realtor, and activist signs are not allowed to be placed in the road right-of-way per Iowa code. If a sign is found in the Franklin County Road right-of-way, it will be removed and not returned. And for more information, call 456-6011. This week, the Butler County Board of Supervisors approved a new Iowa Solid Waste Program environmental covenant for the former landfill site south of Allison along Highway 14. The Butler Supervisors also approved an agreement with the Iowa Department of Transportation to pave intersection approaches along a portion of Highway 57. New data shows slow but steady growth in the number of Iowans planning to buy products from Iowa's medical cannabis dispensaries. About half a percent of Iowans who are 21 years of age or older had a state registration card and could buy medical cannabis products at the five state licensed dispensaries in April. A doctor, PA, or an advanced registered nurse practitioner has to recommend medical marijuana as treatment for an illness. According to the Iowa Department of Public Health, nearly 9,700 patients had state-issued cards in April. That's a 36% increase since May of last year. About 2,600 Iowa caregivers have registered to buy cannabis products for someone who is too young or too ill to buy it for themselves. That's a 26% increase in caregiver registrations from a year ago. Some Iowans are driving to Illinois, where businesses opened in 2020 to sell recreational marijuana. Illinois law requires purchasers to be 21 and consume the marijuana product at an Illinois residence. The Iowa Falls Police Department is investigating vandalism reports at a few locations in the city that took place this past weekend, including at Estes Park, Jones Appliance and TV, and Dairy Queen. Iowa Falls Police tell Radio On The Go News someone used graffiti or spray paint to write cryptic messages in the park, including on the Bill Riley statue. There was also a report of vandalism at the Iowa Falls Dairy Queen. Police say someone used graffiti or spray paint inside and outside of the building. There's also reported graffiti on the outside of the building housing Jones Appliance and TV. The investigation continues and charges are pending. Tuesday night, the Butler County Sheriff's Department arrested 32-year-old Christina McFarlane of Allison for failing to appear on a citation and for animal neglect. McFarlane was later released. Tuesday morning, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 24-year-old Ashton Pearsall of Iowa Falls for violation of a no-contact order. Pearsall was later released from the Hardin County Jail. The statewide average cost of gasoline is way up, but the travel forecast for Memorial Day weekend calls for it to be the busiest in years. Meredith Mitz, who's a spokeswoman for AAA Iowa, says despite the high price to fill the tank, people are ready to get out of the house and down the road.
Most folks will be traveling by car. That is always our highest number. I believe about 90% of our Memorial Day travelers plan to travel by car, which is a 4.6% increase over last year. But we also have a significant rise in air travel.
Now, the price Iowans are paying for gas won't foil many vacation plans.
We're still going to see people are traveling because there has been such a pent-up demand for travel. So instead of choosing not to go, people are choosing to cut costs and other measures. And that means taking a shorter distance trip or staying at a less expensive hotel, maybe camping instead, or cutting back on some of the shopping, dining, and entertainment.
Now, AAA projects Memorial Day weekend will be the busiest in 3 years. Reservations for flights, hotels, and cruises for Memorial Day weekend are twice as strong as last year's holiday. The Alden School Board this week approved retention payments of $1,000 for staff and teachers not covered by the governor's teacher retention program. In other business, the Alden School Board reviewed the design for the Alden Elementary gym floor. The design is similar to the redesigned high school gym. The board then approved the design as presented, expected to be replaced in the fall. Tuesday on the Town, presented by the Greater Franklin County Chamber of Commerce and Radio on the Go, is returning to Hampton in June. Live music and food will be available at Banshell Park and downtown Hampton on each of the four Tuesday evenings in June. The following artists are slated to perform on June 7th, South 62. On June 14th, K.C. Jones. On June 21st, Eli Mosley. And on June 28th, Brooke Moraber. Food will be sold each night as a local fundraising event. The meal begins 5:30 p.m. with a concert beginning at 6. The Hampton Municipal Band will take the stage at 8 o'clock each evening. Those attending are encouraged to bring lawn chairs. This will be the 11th summer of Tuesday on the Town, an event held each June to showcase new artists in the Hampton Municipal Band. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, Amplington Parkersburg Superintendent Randy Strabala. He'll discuss the action items from a Tuesday school board meeting and discuss the end of the school year. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. Rainfall totals around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall amounts by going online to radioonthego.com, looking under the Weather tab. We just had a few in so far today. That's Fort Dodge and Marshalltown at 5/100ths of an inch, Iowa Falls 1/100th, and Mason City 2/100ths of an inch of rain. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 83, and the low of 54. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.